Liberty Bell, that is very, very interesting. Of course, our first man in space, American man in space, was Alan Shepard. His mm-hmm. flight went pretty well. It was a 15-minute suborbital flight up, back down. The follow-on was Gus Grissom. And Gus's flight didn't go so well. It was perfect up until the very end. And at the very end, his hatch blew off his spacecraft early. It filled with water, the spacecraft did, and sank in the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean in 16,000 feet of water. He took a lot of flack for that, but it has been completely proven that he's been totally exonerated from that. What happened was the environment was such that the helicopter blades produced static electricity as they whipped through the air, and when they went to hook onto the spacecraft, an arc jump from the helicopter to the spacecraft blew the explosives that held the hatch or was designed to eject the hatch, set them off prematurely. The hatch blew off and the spacecraft sank. So Gus didn't do anything wrong. But because his brother is my best friend and has opened many doors for us, that's why the Grissom Center, and that's why we celebrate Gus's birthday all the time.